You're listening to the SCP Foundation On-Site Radio, your number one source for pre-recorded messages. This episode, we'll be talking about SCP-173, or more commonly known as Peanut. SCP-173 is, like its nickname describes it, is shaped like a giant peanut with arms sticking out, well, stub arms sticking out and stub legs. While in direct view, well, in direct vision, the object is harmless and inanimate. However, when it is not being viewed in any way, shape, or form, it can move freely. If it ever gets the chance to attack, it will attack by snapping at the base of the neck or by strangulation. At all times, when the door is open, at least two people must be looking at it and indicating to each other when they blink. Containment procedure. To contain SCP-173, three Class D personnel must enter the room. Two are looking at it, indicating when they blink so that it doesn't escape, while the other cleans up the material that is on the floor from unknown origins. The material is made up of blood and feces and other unknown objects. Well, they might be known. It's just we don't know where they come from. Okay. If the containment procedure is not performed, SCP-173 has a chance to duplicate and will cause a containment breach. If there is a containment breach, then three MTF personnel are required to contain it. Two are supposed to look at it, indicating each other when they blink, while the other puts it into a cage where they can safely escort it back to its containment chamber. Thank you for listening to the SCP Foundation On-Site Radio.